Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. God bless you on tonight, each and every one of you that have decided to join us on tonight. We just want to say welcome. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming to join us on tonight. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful day on today. Amen. I tell you, it seems like this week just flew by. Amen. And here we are. We've entered into the Sabbath. Amen. A time of rest and relaxation and reflection. Amen. Over this week, for all that the Lord has done. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what we do. That's how we observe the Sabbath, people of God. Amen. We keep it holy. It's a sacred day. Amen. The world system has taken the sacredness out of the day. Amen. But that's the commandment of the Lord. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Amen. Just blinded the minds of people. Amen. To such a precious, precious time that the Lord has given to man. A time for us to rest and relax and reflect. amen, Jesus, on the goodness of the Lord, amen. So, but we're not going to cheat him out of that time, amen. Well, actually, we're cheating ourselves because the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, amen, Jesus. But we certainly want to take our time and give due diligence to the Lord for the Sabbath, the time of rest, amen. Thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. Thank God for every one of you on tonight, amen, from wherever you're listening from, whatever country you're listening from. We just want to thank God for you on tonight. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Truly, we can say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. Can you say that tonight? Amen, that the Lord has done you well despite of what you're going through, despite what has happened. Amen. Despite what you may have been going through before this time and this hour. Amen, Jesus. But listen, we can let our souls rise up and give God praise and give God thanks. Amen. Truly, the Lord is great. He's greatly to be praised. And again, we just want to thank God for each and every one of you for wherever you're dialing in from, wherever you're listening from. Amen. Whether you're by podcast or by radio, by Facebook, amen, by our ReArt52 prayer group page, amen, Jesus. We're plugging them in too, amen, Jesus. We just give God thanks. So whether you're just, amen, tapping in on the internet, amen, we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you, amen. We praise the Lord for you, amen. We praise the Lord for you, amen. Glory to God. And here we are. Yet again, amen, we've come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Truly, people of God, listen, this month, amen. If this month is in the indicator of all that the Lord has in store for us, amen, we better hold on to our hats. We better hold on to our wigs. We better hold on to our weeds. Woo! Jesus, listen. We better hold on, people of God, because, listen, the Lord is not playing with us. Amen. He is on a mission, and he's getting us ready. He's getting us ready, people of God, and this is why he's sending his word as he's sending it. Amen. Because he's making us ready. Amen. Not, listen, it sounds good, people of God, but that's not the purpose. Amen, Jesus. The purpose, amen, is for it to do good unto us. Amen. To cut away. Amen. To cut out. Glory be to God, all of those things that are not like him. Amen. Glory be to God, all of those ways that are not like him. Amen. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. And if you're walking in a way that's unholy, people of God, that's why that word comes. That's why the word is coming to cleanse us and purify us. Amen. To make us ready. Amen. To make us ready, people of God, because as the scripture declares, none but the pure in heart shall see God. This word is coming, amen, searching our hearts and searching our spirit, amen. Not somebody else's heart, not somebody else's spirit, but it's coming to search our spirit. Hello, glory to God, because guess what? We got to stand before the judgment seat ourselves, amen. Not our brother, not our sisters. Amen, Jesus, not our cousin, not our auntie, them, granddaddy, grandmama. No, 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 no. We have got to stand before God for ourselves. Amen. And this is why the word is coming. Amen, that this word can search us. Amen, and pull out of us and purify us and make us ready. Amen, for his return. Amen. So we give God thanks. Again, we give God praise. Amen, for each and every one, amen, again, from whatever country you're listening from, glory to God, we're broadcasting now in 48 countries, amen, glory to God, so many, 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 many countries, and we just want to say whatever country you're listening from, we welcome you, and we thank God for you. Listen, go ahead and tell somebody about the PNN, invite them to come on in, amen, Jesus, tell them to go ahead and listen, all dials, amen, turn it to the left or turn it to the right, and stop it right there, PNN, amen, glory to God, whether you're listening by Facebook, glory to God, click, 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 come on over to the PNN, amen, the Prayer News Network Facebook page. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you as you're coming in. As you're coming in, people of God, go ahead and invite someone. Listen. We've got to be a witness. We can't just come and just get this word for ourselves. Amen. But people of God, we have got to, once we get in, amen, go ahead and send out a text message. Send out a text message and tell someone to come in and join you. Amen. You got to tell someone to join you. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, I'm here on these controls, but you best believe, amen, people of God, I'm sending out text messages. I'm sending out text messages. Amen. Listen, and we see the result. Amen. As we're sending out these text messages, people are coming. A lot of times people are forgetting to come. Amen. But we got to remind them. We got to put them in memory. Amen. That the PNN is on. Amen. So listen, do your due diligence. Glory to God. Tell somebody, text somebody, send out, drop it in on a group text. Tell them that, listen, come on in. Amen. Come on in and join me on the PNN. Amen. And I'm going to give you the number. The number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Go ahead and drop that text message out. Amen. Send it to one. Listen, each one reach one, a two, three, four, or five, or however many you can drop into your text message. Amen. Send it. All you got to do is listen. Join me on the PNN. It's going on now. Drop that number on there. Amen, and let them come on in. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Truly the Lord, again, has done us well. Amen. People of God, I don't know about you. Amen, but I'm excited. I'm excited. Amen. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. I'm excited about what he's doing on this line. I'm excited about what he's doing in my life. I'm excited about what he's doing in your life. Amen. We got to get excited. Glory to God. Amen. That means let your faith rise. Amen. Let your faith, your expectancy rise. Amen. Glory to God. Let it rise. Let it rise. Amen. Glory to God. That the glory of the Lord, amen, will rest upon us. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give him praise. Amen. We thanking him. Amen. Again, I got the glad glands on the inside because I know that God has something great in store. He has something great in store. People of God, is not just the glad. Amen. As the saints of old used to say, amen. But I feel the joy of the Lord. I feel the joy of the Lord turning in my soul. I feel, glory to God, I feel a blessing on the way. I feel, glory to God, I feel a miracle on the way. I feel it. I feel it. As the saints of God sit down in my sanctified soul. Amen. I feel it, people of God. I feel it. I feel it bubbling up. I feel it bubbling up. Glory be to God. Amen. I feel it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's about to happen. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, we don't have to wait till whatever we're going through, whatever state we're in, we don't have to wait till it's over. Glory to God. We can shout right now. We can shout right now because we know we got the victory. We can shout right now. Glory be to God because we know that God is in control. People of God, amen, and there are great blessings. There are great blessings in store for us. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you again as you're coming in. People of God, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As we've already said, people of God, we are well on our way. Amen. In this 2022, God is, listen, he has a plan and a purpose that he's executing in our lives. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. He ain't playing with us, people of God. He ain't playing. Glory to God. He's sending us this word. He's sending us his word, people of God. Amen. To make us ready. Amen. To make us ready. To make us ready. To make us a prepared people. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God for, again, all of his goodness. Thanking him for our leaders on tonight. Each and every one of them, amen, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and thanking him tonight for my senior apostle, amen, Apostle Huggins on tonight, thanking God for Amen. Our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking the Lord tonight for all of the advisors and all of the prayer warriors. Amen. That the Lord, amen. Glory be to God that the Lord has graced this work with. Amen. Truly, people of God, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We can't claim anything, I'm telling you, people of God, because truly it's the Lord's doing. And we're just grateful to be instruments in the Master's hand to carry out and execute a work in the earth. Amen. And people of God, we endeavor to do it in the spirit of excellence. Amen. Glory to God, because he's excellent. In the spirit of holiness, truth, glory be to God. Amen. That it will be a dragnet. Amen. To pull the people in, throw the net out, throw the lifeline out. Amen. And pull everything. Amen. Pull these souls in. Amen. Pulling these souls in for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He's doing it by his spirit. Amen. And this is just by one means. Amen. That the Lord is doing it. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. Again, listen, people of God, we want you, as we prepare, amen, we want you to get your pencil or your paper. Amen. Get your pencil and your paper. Amen. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Sit out. Get ready. Amen. Pull your heart in. Pull your spirit in on tonight, wherever you are. Pull it on in. Pull it on in, people of God. Pull it in. Pull it in. Pull your spirit in. Take a deep breath. Pull it in. Amen. Because we want to hear what thus saith the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to move forward on tonight. Amen. Get ready to sanctify the line. People of God, listen. We cannot go before the Lord any kind of way. No, we cannot. We cannot go before him. Glory be to God, with malice in our heart, with envy in our heart, with murdering in our hearts. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And that's not even physically murdering. Amen. That's murdering with the tongue, maliciousness. Amen. We can't go before God. And listen, we go before God, amen, with all that iniquity in our hearts, people of God. Amen. Jesus, listen. Your prayer's not going anywhere. Amen. But we want our prayers to go up before him as a sweet-smelling flavor. Amen. This is why we always take time. Amen. To sanctify the line. We want the Lord to look upon us. We want the Lord, amen, to look favorably upon us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we would, people of God, that you bring your heart in, bring your mind in. Glory be to God. Bring it on in now. Bring it in. Hallelujah. Bring your heart in. Amen. Bring your mind
in. The recording has started.
God, let us, amen, look unto him. Glory to God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let us look unto him. Amen. That he would cleanse us and look upon us and purify us on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Come on, bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Come on and bring them in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Just begin to, amen, worship the Lord. Just begin to tell the Lord. Glory to God. Tell him how much you appreciate him. Have you told him how much you appreciate him on today? Glory to God. Come on and appreciate the Lord. Come on and thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Come on tonight. Come on, come on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Think back over your day. Thank and see, amen, the goodness of the Lord and all, amen, that he's done for you. Think back and look and see, glory to God, how he's kept your family, glory to God, all week long. Glory to God, all, listen, this whole year, amen, to this point, amen, the Lord has kept us, glory to God, kept us from danger seen and unseen, glory to God, and we owe him a praise on tonight, glory to God, we owe him a praise on tonight, we owe him a pure praise on tonight, a praise for his goodness, a praise, amen, for his grace. Glory be to God. We owe it unto him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bring your spirit in. Bring your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring your minds into this on tonight. Glory to God. As we come assembled here in this high
in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. Father, we bless you for your goodness. We bless you for your grace. Father, we're blessing you on tonight, for you've been good to us. And we just come to tell you thank you. We glory to God. We thank you today. Glory to God. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, glory to God, for how you kept us from dangers again, seen and unseen. We thank you on today. Father, we're thanking you for life. We're thanking you for health. We're thanking you for a reasonable portion of strength on tonight. Father, we give you praise. Glory to God. We thank you tonight, oh God. We're thanking you, glory to God, that you brought us here yet again. You brought us here, glory to God, in soundness of mind. You brought us here, glory to God, not wondering, glory to God, about who you are. Father, but you brought us here on tonight, glory to God, and we're coming on this night. We're bringing unto your praise, bringing unto you the glory that's due unto your name. We're bringing unto you, hallelujah, glory be to God, all of the praises, all the glory to God, praises for your wonder in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you. We're blessing you on tonight. Thanking you for bringing us here right now. We thank you, Master, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight, all glory to God. We're asking that you would look upon us now. We're asking that you would look upon each and every one of us. For we know, oh God, by your word, that if we of God regard iniquity in our hearts, oh God, you won't hear us. But Father, we're asking you to forgive us of sin tonight. We're asking you to forgive us of sin in the precious name of Jesus. Forgive us, glory to God, in the name of Messiah. Father, in any way that we miss you on tonight, we're asking that you forgive us now. We're asking that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit. Renew within us, oh God, a righteous spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon us favorably tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it, oh God. Father, we're asking that you do it on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you, oh, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight, oh, God. Thank you for assembling us into this place. Glory to God, out of the north, out of the south, out of the east, and out of the west. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God in thy precious name. Glory to God. We're asking you almost, say, God. We're asking you to have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Have your way, glory be to God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Yashavu, in the name of Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you caused us to sit in heavenly places. Glory be to God. And we thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your choosing. We're thanking you all tonight. Thanking you all, almost say, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, glory to God, that you've called us sons. You've called us, oh God, in the earth. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, oh God. And we say tonight, call thy will to be done in the midst of us, thy will and thy will alone in the precious name of Jesus. Father, even tonight, Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the works of the enemy in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to look upon this line. Look upon this people. Glory be to God. Look upon, oh God, every listening ear in the precious name, oh God. We're asking you to hashan the most high. We're hashan the most high in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, asking you to deliver tonight. Father, deliver tonight. Father, deliver your people tonight and save tonight. Glory to God. Father, save to the utmost. Save to the utmost on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Save your people tonight from their sins. Save on tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to regulate mind on tonight. Regulate as only you can. Transform in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to wash us. We're asking you to purge us. We're asking you to cleanse us tonight in that precious name, oh God. And look upon this line. Look upon this people. Glory to God, for you see the needs and you see the desires. Father, we're asking that you move by your spirit, move by your anointing in that precious name. Yeah, Hey, God, move by your spirit. Move by your precious anointing on tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it. Glory to God. Do it as only you can. Move in the wind all over the earth. Move. Oh, God, for you the conquering king. Father, move for your people. Move and deliver. Move and set free on tonight. Every situation, every circumstance. Father, we're asking that you will heal on tonight. We're asking that you will heal your people. Glory to God. Heal in the bodies on tonight. Heal in the minds on tonight. Heal in relationships. Heal in the soul on tonight. Father, we're asking that you do it. Say, God, hey, God, that your glory might be revealed. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you for transforming. Thank you for touching minds on tonight. We thank you tonight, hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Yeah, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Father, every wrong, making it right. Every crooked place, make it straight in the precious name of Jesus. Cause us to be, oh God, a righteous people. Glory to God. Called by your name. Glory be to God. A righteous people. Oh God, walking in your holiness. Walking in your truth. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for meeting needs. Thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, oh God, for hearing the harsh cry. Thank you for bowing down your ear unto your people on tonight. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you on tonight. Every need, oh God, we're thanking you for higher. Thank you for moving. Thank you, Father, for meeting every need. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for moving in provision. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you tonight. Thank you for moving in provision on tonight. Father, we thank you for meeting every need, every desire. We thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for doing the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Father, we're asking that you will sanctify us now. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us, oh, glory to God, in every wayward way. Oh, God, take it out on tonight. Ina Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Ina Mamosika. Glory to God in that precious name, Jesus. Sanctify us, Father. Sanctify us through and through. Cause your love to be shed abroad in the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, let us not leave this line the same. Let us not leave this line the same, Father, with everything that's not of thee on tonight. Father, take it out, Ina Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. And we tonight, as sons of God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind his every work. We bring his every work to naught now. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for power. We thank you for the authority wherewith, oh God, you've endowed us, your people. We thank you tonight for causing your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in every situation, in every circumstance. Cause your glory to be revealed. Oh, say God, in the fire. It be, I say, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you, glory to God, for answering. We thank you for moving by your spirit. We thank you for moving by your anointing. We thank you for your speaker tonight. Thank you for your woman servant on tonight. Father, bless tonight. Bless and cover in that precious name, Jesus. Cover, glory to God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Cover tonight. Shield and protect. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, hide behind your precious cross. Cover, oh, glory to God, in your precious blood. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. Thank you for your word that shall have precourse. Your word, oh, God, that you've already sent, your prepared word. We thank you tonight. We thank you for moving in the heart. We thank you for the seed, cause it to fall on good ground. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. All of the glory due unto your name. For this, Father, we bless you now. We ask, oh God, that you would hide us yet again behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Bless even now every listener in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, on tonight. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, we're going to have, glory to God, Sister Mary. Amen. Sister Mary Hollings, if she will come. Amen, Jesus, and give us our scripture tonight. Glory be to God. And right after her, amen, Jesus, will be, amen, Sister Clarissa Johnson, amen. She's going to give us, amen, render, amen, a solo, amen, unto us on tonight, people of God. And listen, we want you to get your hearts again prepared. Prepare your heart for the word. Prepare to hear from the Lord on tonight, amen. We're so grateful, amen, to have this woman of God with us, amen. She was with us, amen, not many days hence, but we thank God, amen, for the choosing, amen, for the time appointed of the Lord, amen, Jesus, that she's come to be with us again, amen. People of God, we want you to get ready on tonight, amen, Jesus, the woman of God, amen, Jesus, the evangelist, pastor, amen, Jesus, Sharma Maynard, amen. So right after our scripture, glory to God, Sister Mary, amen. Right after her, amen, our solo, glory to God, glory to God. And then right after her, our speaker for the night, amen. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Giving honor to God, thanking him for allowing me to see another day, thanking him for allowing me to come back on the prayer line to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Annette Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to our TNN advisors, to our prayer walls, and to all of our listeners. Our scripture reading tonight will be taken from St. John 14, 1 through 14, the way, the truth, and the life. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, shew us the way, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the way? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for thy very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it to each of you.
Praise God, praise God. I'm running for my life. 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 If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life, running for my life. I'm praying for my life. I'm praying for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life, running for my life. I'm singing 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 for my life. Oh, if anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life, running for my life. I'm fasting 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 for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, I'm fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life, running for my life. I'm 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 running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, tell them I'm sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side, and I'm running for my life, running for my life. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me? Amen. Why? Because I got tunnel vision. Tunnel vision. Amen. I got heaven in my view. Amen, Jesus. I don't have time for nothing else. Glory be to God, but I'm running for my life. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For the scripture reading. Amen. We thank God for this beautiful tunnel on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Now, people of God, amen. Now it's time for the word of God. Again, we want you to get your pencil, your paper. Amen, Jesus. If you haven't already, one more time. Amen. As the little children say, one more can. Amen. Go ahead and send out that text message and let somebody know that we are here and it is word time. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we're so grateful to have, amen, with us, amen, young woman of God, amen, she's a preacher, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, she don't mind telling it like it is. Amen. Glory to God. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Amen. That this woman of God comes to us on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to receive now. Amen. Evangelist, the pastor, the woman of God, God's servant on tonight. Amen. Jesus, evangelist, Sharmer Maynard. God bless you, woman of God. Just press star 6. Amen. And come on over. Press star 6, woman of God. Come on over. Amen, amen. Let's see if we can get her to come on over. Woman of God, just press star 6. Press star 6 and come over to the broadcast 5. Amen.
Hello, everybody. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again tonight. I'm telling you, I am just so tremendously blessed already. Thank God for the opening. I don't know, evangelist, you sound like you've been with me for the past few days. I thank God for the scripture, the reading of the scripture, and I thank God for that lovely song. Thank you all, and each and every one of you, if there are ministers and leaders, and you know, God bless y'all. Evangelists, thank you again for having me. It is a tremendous honor. You know, you trusted somebody that told you about me. And, you know, got in contact with me a while back. This took a really long time. And many of you on the line don't know me. And, you know, I don't want to take up too much time with that. You know, but just to share a little with you, my name is Sherman Maynard. I was born in the island or country, rather, of Trinidad and Tobago. My parents left Trinidad and Tobago when I was about 8, and I lived in the U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Croix. I went to elementary school there. Then God saved me at the age of 14. I moved to New York to complete high school. God filled me at the age of 17. Filled me and called me the same time. And I started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ at the age of 18. I was a dying baby. They told my parents they didn't know if I was going to live. My mom was Methodist then. God spoke to her and told her, this child will not die, but this child is going to live and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. So most of my life, from the age of 14 to now, never been married, never been touched by a man sexually. God has been keeping me. This is one of my strong testimonies among the young people. I let them know if God could keep me, he can keep you too. So I really thank God. And there's just so much, but I just want to give you that short little intro about myself, because I know many of you don't know me, and y'all are saying, must be saying, who is this person? Who is this person? Amen. Listen, I spoke to y'all last week, and let me tell you something. I could not come out of the presence of God. God held me in his presence even all through the night. As I turned, the anointing of God was so strong on me. And he gave me a message again. It's going to kind of coincide with the message of last week, but
It is such a strong, I don't know, I believe that Evangelist Bradley feels it, but there's such a strong presence of God that is here with us tonight, and we give God praise and thanks. So let me just read the scripture and get into what I believe the Lord has placed on my heart for us tonight. In Exodus, the 19th chapter, and just to briefly let us read, or I will read rather, 10 to 11, then I'm going to skip down to 14 and 14 to 20. So if you could follow with me, Exodus, the 19th chapter, I'm starting with verse 10. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes. The last time we talked about changing your clothes, this time he says, have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day. And that is important, because on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Verse 14, after Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, prepare yourself for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations. Verse 16, on the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. And everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. That is important. Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended in the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. And Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. And the Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai. If I want to leave a brief topic with you tonight, is on the third day. On the third day. Now, I believe in this great time of pandemic that we are facing, that God is trying to prepare his people for a great end time revival. I believe we are at the threshold of something extraordinary, a supernatural manifestation of God's power in this end time. This is the time for believers to get intentional about God, processing a great way in for hunger, proceeding to have a hunger and a thirst for God. There must be a deep cry in our spirit for God's anointing to pour out in our heart. I believe this is why God is calling us into this great time of prayer, and not just prayer, but prayer and repentance. He is wanting us to have such a hunger and a desire for him. In Psalms 42 and 2, it says, tell us, my soul, it tells us, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come
and appear before him. Matthew 5 and 6 tells us, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Psalm 63 and 1 tells us, I shall seek you early, and my soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and a weary land. I believe that God is trying to get us to the place of operation and a hunger and a thirst, because I know that there is an unprecedented move of God that is about to take place. When we look back in biblical history, anytime God is about to visit his people, there is something extraordinary that is taking place that even we, our very self, don't understand what's going on and what's taking place. When we look at the time of Josiah in 2 Chronicles 34, Josiah, God raised him up at the age of 8, and he began to clean the house of God. He began to burn and destroy all the idols and the Baal altars and cut down all the incense and the abominable things that were put into the temple of God. He had all the worship of Baal. Then he began to bring the people back into the true and the living God. He began to allow the people to begin to seek who the true God is. And I believe that one of the greatest reformations took place in the time of Josiah. When we look in the book of Acts, before the Holy Spirit could fall on the people, the Bible says that it was a day where there were 120 believers with women all in one place. And the Bible says that they all joined together constantly in prayer. And when suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Oh, I'm here to let you know, I believe that God is fixing to do that. I believe that he is preparing us for the third day, where he will come in all his power and all his glory and all his might. But he's got to prepare us spiritually. There must be a spiritual preparation. When we look at the text that was read, it was around the time Moses had just brought the people out from the land of Egypt. And now they are in the desert of Mount Sinai. They camp right at the front of the mountain. And there the people promised, when God spoke to them, he did promise to listen to the Lord and to obey his voice. And here where we saw Moses, that the Lord came to Moses, and the Lord said to Moses, he said, Moses, today and tomorrow, I need you to consecrate the people and have them wash their clothes, because I am getting ready to visit them on the third day. Can I say to us tonight, glory be to God, that we are nearing the third day. According to the Jewish calendar, we are closer to the third day than we was ever before in history. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3 and 8, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Psalms 90:4 also tells us, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. We are closer than we think. In the Bible, it always uses numbers as a very significant thing for us. Number 7 and number 3 and number 40, God uses a lot of numbers. When we look at the number 3 in the Bible, it means to be in harmony. It means a new life or a new beginning. And it also means completeness. The third day is very significant to God. A matter of fact, the Bible tells us that Jesus, he said that he will, when his time came, that he would die and he would rise on the third day. It also tells us that Jesus was missing for 3 days when he was at the age of 12. It also tells us that Jesus took 3 men with him on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John. It also tells us that Saul was blind for 3 days. There is 3 in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Isaiah, 3 times, the seraphim cried, "Holy, holy, holy." 3 men around Abraham came and let him know that Sarah would have a son. Abraham was commanded to sacrifice that son after a 3-day journey. The Bible also tells us that Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the fish belly. And here tonight in our text, God is saying to Moses, "I am coming to visit my people on the 3rd day. He said, "But I need you to consecrate them." Glory be to God. The Hebrew word for consecration is to be set apart or to be holy. So God was saying to Moses, "I am coming on the 3rd day, but I want my people to be set apart. I want my people to be holy. Set my people apart from all the other people and dedicate them unto me, because I am coming to visit. My people must not be contaminated. They must not be corrupted by the world system. They must be able to stand out so that they can influence me." And here, my brothers and my sisters, when the children of Israel had just come out of Egypt, and while they were there at Mount Sinai, the Bible lets us know that when they was living in Egypt, they came and they adopted the culture of Egypt, and they began to worship all kind of gods. Even though they came out of Egypt, but Egypt was still in them. And God said to Moses, he said, "Moses, consecrate them. Set them apart." You see, one of the things that we don't understand, my brothers and sisters, just like it was with the children of Israel, one of the greatest things that God hates is idolatry. And idolatry was strong in the land of Egypt. Well, I'm here to let us know today that there is a lot of idolatry in the land, not just in the land, but in the church. And God hates idolatry. A matter of fact, that are committed, the root of it comes from idolatry. God said to Moses, they must be pure. They must be holy. They must be consecrated. Glory be to God. Because I am coming to visit my people. And the world cannot be in them. Egypt cannot be in them. You see, this is our problem. We have allowed the world to come into our churches and come into our hearts. And God is trying to get Egypt out. You see, the world tells us that you can live anyhow. It's your life, and you can do whatever you want. The world tells us it is okay. You could shack up, and you could fornicate, and you could commit adultery, or you can have an alternative lifestyle and be a homosexual or a lesbian. But God says, I am calling my people to separate themselves. Oh, glory be to God that he has a mark on us. And we cannot be like the world. We cannot walk like them. And we cannot talk like them. If we are to pray and see the hands of God move, we got to separate ourselves. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, it says, therefore, come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You see, when we come into prayer, our hearts must be in position. Our hearts must be right with him. We can't come to him with the world in our heart. In Corinthians 7 and 1, it says, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. This is where God is calling us. Because when we pray and when we seek him, he will move if our hearts are in the right position. Oh, glory be to God. In 1 John and 2, he says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. God said, Moses, I am coming. I'm coming to visit my people. But you gotta get them ready. Set them apart. Glory be to God. And then the second thing God said to Moses, and have the people wash their clothes. Glory be to God. Without clean garments, which is symbolic. Clean garments are symbolic to being in right standing with God. Oh, hallelujah. It also symbolizes the removal of any kind of sin that might be in your life. What is God saying to us? I want to visit my people. Glory be to God. But you've got to make personal preparation. You've got to internalize. Don't look at nobody else. Look at yourself. Internalize. Get personal. And say, God, you look within me and search my heart, that my heart will be right with you. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, we are fast approaching the third day. Is your heart in position? Are you ready for a visitation from the Lord? Are you prepared to consecrate yourself from the world and set yourself apart and be in right standing with God as we seek Him in this hour with our whole heart, as we come to Him and empty ourselves that He can fill us and move within us? In the Christian history, I will never forget this. There are several moves, hey, God, that took place in Christian history. One of the greatest moves that took place made a great impression on me that caused me to this very day to tremble when I think about it, is the great visitation of Azusa Street Revival with William Seymour. I remember reading that they say it began with this man, William Seymour. He was hungry and thirsty for God, and he organized a prayer group in a small little place. They will meet to pray and seek God. They met daily for prayer. At one time, at one of the prayer, there was a prayer warrior that got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And when the news spread abroad, many came, and they too were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And revival broke out in Azusa Street. They said people fell to the floor. Others began shouting and praising God. Healing and miracles took place. Then they outgrew the small place, and they came into God, favored them, and they got a bigger, and the word spread all over the world. People were coming because the power of God was moving. Reporters came, and they were reporting what was taking place. Some of them said thousands of people were standing outside the building experiencing the power of God. And William Seymour, when he prayed, he would put his head inside of a box, and he would lay there for hours calling on God. This is where God is trying to call us in this hour. They said that people would stay all day, all night, sometimes all 3 o'clock in the morning. They're still praying and worshiping. Oh, glory be to God. Another witness said they prayed so long and shouted so long for about 3 days and 3 nights until the very foundation of the building broke away, but no one was hurt. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, can I say to us tonight, this is why I believe God has raised up Evangelist Bradley, that she can bring us and prepare us for this third day, that the visitation of God that is coming to us, a great move of God. My God, we need to be in preparation. We need to get our hearts labor talents us. In Isaiah 6, 1 to 3, it says, come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will bind us up. And after 2 days, will he revive us? And in the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. And then on that third day, he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and the former rain unto the earth. Anytime you see rain in the Bible, it's symbolic to a great moving of the Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Listen to me, my brothers and my sisters. This is no time for us to play. This is no time for us to pretend. The move is coming. The songwriter says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. My God, we want God to move in a
muted
that when we pray here, oh, glory be to God, the Spirit of the Lord will go someplace else and move on somebody, deliver somebody, save somebody. Oh, glory be to God. We're praying because we want to see the hand of God revival come in this end time. Can I share this with you? Oh, glory be to God. I was ministering at one of the islands, and that night of ministry, you see, sometimes God, the fire falls on me. And when the fire falls on me, oh, glory be to God, my God, I said, Jesus, when the fire falls on me, it comes in my hands and it comes in my mouth. I feel my belly burning. I feel my eyes burning. And that night I was under a tent, and the tent was packed with people. And God spoke to me, and the fire came so strong on me. And God said to me, take the oil and pour it in your hands. And I want you to just throw it on the people. And I said, God, I am not doing that. And I fought with God on right there on the pulpit. I said, these people are going to think I'm crazy. I said, and I can't mess up these people's clothes. But the fire of God was so strong in the place. And reluctantly, I turned to the people and I said, do you mind if I pour the oil in my hand and I just disperse it on you? And the people shout, throw the oil! Throw the oil! And God is my witness. And I have another witness. I had an intercessor that would travel with me. When I poured the oil, my hand was so hot. The oil was literally swizzling in my hand. And when I threw the oil on the people, I saw a domino effect. Cancer was healed. People all over the tent was delivered. Listen to me. But it didn't just come like that. It came with hours of prayer, years of praying and seeking Almighty God. We want to see the fire of God in our midst. Oh, glory. We want to see God fall on us like never before. Well, the miracles was great, but the greatest miracle took place under that tent. It was about 1 o'clock after 1 in the morning, and I'm still under that tent. And I was about to come He said, what is that on you? I said, what you're talking about? He said, whatever you have on you, that's what I want. I said, well, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? He said, no, I want Jesus. And that man stood up right there and gave his life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest miracle of salvation took place under that tent. Well, the next morning I was leaving the island, and one of the persons that was under the tent came to meet me at the airport. And the young man said to me, said, Evangelist, do you know who that man was that gave his heart to the Lord when you were coming out of the tent? I said, no, I've never met him before. He said, well, that is one, or was one, of our biggest drug dealer on the island. Listen to me, my ladies and gentlemen. When you walk with God in holiness and in righteousness, God will honor you. Glory be to God. One of the biggest drug dealers on the island came where the power of God was and gave his life over to Jesus Christ. Oh, can I say to us tonight in this prayer, oh God, that we get serious and get busy, because God wants to save somebody. God wants to deliver somebody. God wants to visit somebody home with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. I wonder, I know I can't hear you, but somebody give him a praise. Somebody give him a praise. Say, God, I need you.
All participants are unmuted.
God, I need
oh, glory
you.
Be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Consecrate me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Say, my God, I want to wash my clothes. I want to
hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Give him the praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me finish. Let me just finish
this.
My God, I said,
hallelujah.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Morning of the third day, the Bible says, there was a thunder. There was lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain, followed by the very loud trumpet blast. The Bible says everyone in the camp tremble. My God, hallelujah. Then look at this, look at this, you got to hear this. Then the great leader Moses, look at this, led the people out of the camp to meet with God. Oh, God, wait. Wait, Evangelist, what are you saying? Can I say to us tonight, to our leaders tonight, that we should follow the example of our pastors, our bishops, our overseers. Let's follow the example of Moses and lead God's people, prepare God's people to meet with him. Oh, glory be to God. Look at this. During the time of when the pandemic first took place, God, you know what God was trying to do, my brothers and sisters, but we fail him. God was trying to get our leaders to lead his people in prayer. and repentance before God Almighty. But what did our leaders do? They went and they found Facebook and Instagram and all the other media that was available to them, and then Cash App and Zelle and PayPal became their best. My God, but God was trying to get the people to come into a time of repentance and prayer, just like Evangelist Bradley. She went and she got a prayer line. God was looking for his people to call the people in prayer to seek his face. But we still want to try to operate as normal and have normal church and make people believe that, you know, church going on. Oh, glory be to God. Moses, the Bible says, he led the people, oh, glory be to God, out of the camp to meet with God. Our leaders should lead us in the presence of Almighty God. And the Bible says, listen to this, and the Bible says, they stood at the foot of the mountain, and Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended in fire. Oh, God. And the Bible said the smoke was like the smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. Come on, come on, imagine that. Come on, put on your imagination and imagine a mountain like Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is not a small little mountain. And this mountain trembling violently because of the presence of God. God visiting the people on the mountain, and the mountain violently trembling. Oh, my God. And the Bible says that the song of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Oh, glory be to God. Moses led the people, and the Lord told Moses, he said, warn the people. Tell them, don't try to force themselves to come too close. If they're not even the very priest, tell the priest he must be consecrated, because if they come too close, it could be fatal. My God, my brothers and my sisters, can I say to us tonight, we are heading into the third day. God is raising up individuals like Evangelist Bradley, and I'm sure there are so many others that God is raising up to lead the people into prayer, repentance, fasting. Bring us into a place, because he's coming to visit us. Oh, glory be to God. We don't know when that third day is going to be. My God, he said, one day is like as 1,000 years. We don't know. A couple of 1,000 years has already gone by. We don't know, but we are heading into that third day. Don't mess God, my God in heaven. Be ready. Let us be ready. Let us be consecrated for that day that God is about to come and visit. My God. And I'm not just talking about a little trickling of a rain. My God. We've been getting the trickling of the rain too long. A little drizzle here and a little drizzle there. But I'm talking about pouring of his power and his anointing to fall mightily upon us in this season and in this time. Are we ready? Are we ready? Prepare yourself. Can Can I share this with you? I'm going into prayer. Can I share this with you? When I was living in the Virgin Islands, my intercessor, prayer warrior, good friend, we used to get up 5 o'clock every morning. Oh, glory be to God. And we would go into the house of God. And we would pray. My God, God will literally come down and visit with us. But this one day we went to pray and I came back home. And the presence of God was so much on me that came myself. And all of a sudden inside of my house, I saw there was no breeze blowing. If you know the Virgin Islands, it's tropical, it's hot all the time. And that day was a hot day. And no breeze was blowing. But all of a sudden, the curtain in my house, I saw it like a big wind blow it, and it blew up in the air. And I felt like the Holy Spirit came right there with me in the room to visit with me. And the Holy Ghost said, get a book. And I ran and I got the book and I began to, and as the Holy Spirit speaking to me, I'm writing and I'm weeping. And he's telling me about the church. And he's telling me about his disappointment with the church. And what's taking place in the body of Christ. And I wept before him. He said, warn my people. Can I say to us, oh God, as the Spirit of God said, warn my people, listen to me. This is not time to play with your salvation. This is serious time of prayer and dedication unto the Lord. Oh, glory be to God, because he is coming. But before his coming, there's going to be a sovereign move that will you have never seen before. The stage are being set. Anytime you see hardship coming and hard times ahead, watch out. There is something greater that is on the horizon. Oh, glory be to God. I'm going to pray. Lord Oboshe, my God, Father, in Jesus' name, we come with our hearts humble before you tonight. We come with a repentant heart, oh God, and we ask of forgiveness tonight for anything we have said that we should not have said, anything that we did that we should not have done, anything that we thought that we should not have thought. We ask for your forgiveness. You said in your word, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Father, you said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from your wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Father, our land needs the healing. Our people need to seek you and pray. Father, you said the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand. come to repentance. My God, you said in Joel, you encourage us to rend our heart and not our garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and is relent from sending calamity. We are calling on you tonight to hear our cry. Our heart desire to see your glory. Our heart desire to see you manifest in our midst. David said in Psalms 18 and 6, in my distress, call upon the Lord. And I cry to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry for help before him came into his ears. He said in Psalms 27, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, and be gracious to me, and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart says to you, your face, O Lord, I shall seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Psalm 6 says, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. O rock of ages, clap or dull me. O glory be to God. O God, we are at a dark and difficult time in history. But, O God, we cry for revival. Send revival on the land. Send revival in our hearts. O God, revive us again. Move powerfully among your people. Right in the midst of COVID, my God, let your power move. Renew us. Awaken us. Revive us. O God of our salvation. You told Moses, you said, Moses, prepare the people. Consecrate them. Have them wash their clothes. For I am coming to visit. Oh God, prepare us for this great visitation of the Holy Spirit. We are heading into the third day. You told your disciples to go up to Jerusalem and stay there. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. And the Bible says, then suddenly there came a song from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they all were sitting. Oh, God, prepare us for this great day of revival. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our minds. Prepare our souls that, God, we will be in right standing with thee. My God, you said in the book of Joel, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days, I will pour out my spirit. Oh, God, pour your spirit out. Prepare us today. Prepare us in our hearts today. That when you pour out your spirit, my God, we would not be missing that which you're about to do. Oh, the third day is coming, my God. It is coming. You're going to visit us in a great way. Help us to understand that your revival that is coming is going to take great prayer. We've got to turn our faces to the wall. Hold on to the horns of the altar and call on Almighty God. My God, get into our closets. Shut our door. My God, and call on God that we will hear the song of abundance, of revival that will be coming to the land. Oh, God, you're calling us to pray. You're calling us to pray because you want to visit us. You're calling us to right standing because you want to visit us. You're calling us back to holiness. Let us put away the filthiness, my God, the idolatry, my God, the worshiping, the things that we are holding more, my God, than you, God. Remove it from us, my God, so that revival can come. Oh, glory be to God. I am calling every bishop. I am calling every pastor. I am calling every evangelist. I am calling every teacher. I am calling every apostle. I am calling every prophet. I am calling every intercessor. I am calling every warrior. I am calling every one of God's servants. Let us this day put our faces between our knees and call for rain. Holy Ghost rain. Holy Ghost revival. Ah, God, and let the glory of God come down when we come to pray. When we come to pray, things should happen. Ah, God, we should see things shift in the realm of the spirit, and things begin to happen. My God, sanctify us this day, my God, for the third day is on its way. Revival is coming. God is coming to visit us. Let us get ourselves in preparation, in position for that, oh glory, which God is about to do. Ah, God, somebody, just unmute yourself and begin to give God praise and begin to pray. And
all participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are with the Father.
Yes,
my God, and said God, and the third day is approaching. You're coming to visit. You're coming to visit. I want to be in right standing.
I want to be in right standing with you, God.
I want to be in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, glory to you. Oh, I need you, Jesus. I need you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, we need you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We pray, we pray. Glory be to God because the Lord has prepared us. This is our preparation. This is our preparation. This is our preparation for what God is about to do. And I'm telling people of God, the Lord will visit us. The Lord will visit us. Yeah, God. If we ever stop, if we may ever, glory to God. If we make ourselves ready, if we make ourselves ready, glory be to God. Glory to God. I encourage you tonight. I encourage you tonight, glory to God, to get this broadcast on tonight. I encourage you tonight, glory to God, if you've not taken your notes, glory to God, even if you have, get this word, get this word tonight. Get it in your spirit. Get it way in your mouth. Get it way down in your spirit. Glory to God. Get it way. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord wouldn't send such a word except he was ready to move. Glory to God. Ready.
Yes.
The Lord has given us instructions. He's given us the instructions tonight. Glory be to God. He's prepared us tonight. He's ready, glory to God, to manifest himself. Glory be to God. But will you be ready? Will you be ready? Will you, Hobos? Will you be ready? Ooh, glory to God, and will you be left behind? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory to God. God is ready, people of God. Glory to God. We want you to copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Get it. Listen at it. Get it. Hear the voice of the Lord. Glory to God. Prepare yourself. Prepare your heart. Prepare your mind. Glory to God. Prepare for a visitation from the Lord. Prepare. Hey. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know the number 9-2-2-5-7-1-8. 9-1-2-5-7-3-9-1-8. Glory to God as well, people of God. 6-7-8-6-0-8-7-2-3-4-6-7-8-6-0-8-7-2-3-4. Glory to God, people of God. It's time to make preparation. Glory be to God, and I know the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm not going to hold you. Glory be to God. Because God is moving. He's moving. He's moving. Glory be. He must. Glory to God. And we're going to turn it back over, God, to our speaker tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Final instructions. Feel what God is saying. Amen. Say what God is saying. Glory be to God, and we're going to release you off the line, glory to God, so that you can rest, amen, so that you can go forth into the presence of the Lord. Omosh, haya. Hallelujah. Glory to God, woman of God, you have the platform. Glory to God on tonight. Glory to God.
I didn't know that. y'all were going into time of consecration and prayer.
Yes.
Thank
you, Jesus.
The Spirit of God is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I want this prayer line to be like never before.
Mm-hmm.
I want this prayer line to be a prayer line that when we come, souls must be delivered.
Oh, glory be to
God.
Yes,
Father, once again, help us tonight. Go with us. May your grace and mercy rest upon us. Oh, God, even though we may hang up from the prayer line, but, oh, God, let us be in your presence. We thank you for speaking to us tonight. Thank you for speaking to me tonight. Bless your people. Oh, come on. Let your people go forth with a desire to seek you, God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen. Look, God, glory to God, go in peace. Glory to God, we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Come tomorrow night. Glory to God, we will, amen, give the directive. Glory to God for consecration. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, Amasha. Tell somebody, bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory to God. We cannot miss this move. Yes, God. Glory to God. This concludes our broadcast on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Being recorded. Goodbye.